Evans here, Harmon.
Here.
Harmon here, Blakesley. Corbett.
Here.
Corbett here, Leno.
All right, Mr. Leno is chairing the Committee on Budget just now. So we have an author. We actually have two bills to consider today, members. AB 238 by Allison Huber, and then AB 1403 by Mike Feuer. And Mr. Feuer's absence, I will be presenting that bill. We'll start with AB 238. Ms. Huber, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. AB 238 seeks to provide a solution regarding technical violations in the government fee disclosure requirements of the Automobile Sales Finance Act. Current law requires car dealers to disclose to a buyer an itemized list of the government fees collected by dealers on behalf of the state. For example, vehicle license fees, registration, transfer and title fees, and state tire fees. Any violation or misstatement of these disclosure requirements renders the contract unenforceable and requires the dealer to return all amounts paid by the buyer, even if the customer has suffered no harm. So a dollar on one fee and a dollar off on the other fee may be a misstatement, but they are a wash and there is no actual impact to the buyer. The automatic right of rescission for such technical violations, combined with the potential for class actions, which have been happening throughout the state, I'll let them speak about the specific incidences.
And Madam Chair, I'm glad to move the bill.
Thank you. We have a motion. We'll take, why don't you wrap up your comments okay. And we'll go to witnesses.
So last thing I was just going to say is combined with those potentials for class actions could result in tens of millions of dollars in liability for violations that cause little or no economic harm, resulting in a death penalty for very minor harm, if any is suffered at all. And this is the bill to clean up that technical violation and provide the relief for the new car dealers.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
Madam Chair and members, Brian Moss with the California New Car Dealers Association. This is one of those rare instances where under the auspices of the Judiciary Committee, we were able to sit down with the trial bar. We revealed a specific problem where we thought the technical violations, the penalty for that was way too severe. The trial bar looked at the situation and we came up with an agreement that's before you today that narrowly changes the rules whereby rescission will no longer be available for technical violations of government disclosures. That's it. The trial bar, if they're here, will testify to the fact that we came to an agreement, and I want to commend your staff and the Consumer Attorneys Association for sitting down with us and working this out, and most importantly, Assemblymember Huber for giving us the vehicle to make this all happen, and we ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. I always like bills like that where people from different sides and points of view come together and agree on something that can move forward. Any other witnesses in support of the bill? Any witnesses in opposition? All right, we have a motion. You may close, Assemblymember Huber.
I just ask for your aye vote.
All right, we'll call the roll.
The motion is to pass to the Senate floor. Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakesley?
Aye.
Blakesley, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Leno?
All right, we have four aye votes, so we'll keep the roll open for Mr. Leno to add on.
Thank you.
Next, members, we'll go to AB 1403, and since Mr. Feuer is not here, I will pass the gavel to Senator Harmon, and I will present the bill. Okay, AB 1403 is a Judiciary Committee bill from the Assembly regarding civil procedure, specifically with respect to voir dire. The bill previously passed out of this committee on a unanimous vote and has been taken amendments in the Assembly to flesh out the provisions regarding the process. The bill provides that a trial judge in civil cases will allow a brief opening statement by counsel for each party prior to commencement of oral questioning of prospective jurors. Prohibits a trial judge from establishing a blanket policy of a time limit for voir dire, prohibits the court from arbitrarily or unreasonably refusing to submit reasonable written questionnaires, provides that when a questionnaire is used, the parties should be given reasonable time to evaluate the responses before oral questioning commences, and specifies that the judge in civil trials should provide the parties with a list of prospective jurors in order to help expedite the jury selection process. This is another consensus bill with no opposition, and I would ask for your aye vote.
right, thank you very much. Are there witnesses in support? Yes, ma'am. Give us your testimony, please.
Nancy Drabble with Consumer Attorneys of California, and we have been very happy to be able to work out this updating of the voir dire statute, which was passed over 20 years ago. And so this is a mild strengthening, and it's a consensus product with defense counsel and also with a working group of judges.
Other witnesses in support?
Mr. Chair and members, Mike Belote for the California Defense Council. Spirit of full disclosure, the working group was suggested by the consumer attorneys. It was formed by the Judicial Council. It was a good collaborative product. Defense Bar joins the plaintiff's bar in supporting the bill.
All right, thank you very much. Are there other witnesses in support?
Mr. Chair, I move the bill.
Thank you very much. Are there witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, are there questions from the committee? Seeing none, we have a motion. Secretary, call roll.
The motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Leno?
My apologies for, I leave the roll open for Senator. My apologies, Senator and Chairman, for not allowing you to close on this. But,
no harm done.
If you'd like us to do it over, we would be happy to, but I'll be changing my vote if you do. All right, that completes our two bills, and we'll leave the roll open, and I'll leave that up to you, Madam Chair.
And then we have another committee hearing ready to commence here, but I would like to leave the roll open for another 5 minutes for Mr. Leno to add on. All right, we are going to close the roll at this point. Both bills received 4 aye votes and no votes, and both bills are out. The committee is adjourned.